Well, good afternoon, fellow constitutionalists, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Dan Clements Show, a Christian political talk show. I'm your host, Dan Clements, your constitutional warrior fighting for your right just to be an American. It is January 8th in the year of war 2018. Remember, we're a hyphen-free, PC-free zone. God has stolen control and he does love you. And I'm broadcasting live. No, I'm not broadcasting live anymore. This is a recorded. I am broadcasting from the Hemlock Studios here in the beautiful Central Susquehanna Valley in the great Keystone State. Now, sorry for that slip of the tongue, folks. If you're watching this video for the first time, I'm only doing a live show every Friday on Free For All Friday. And I'm using up the rest of my time Monday through Thursday producing other videos, some short videos to put them out. Today I spent a lot of time on doing some prep for my video editing software for the shorter videos. That way I'm not recording the music all the time. I have an intro and an outro for that. Now these episodes I'm doing here are shorter episodes, hopefully less than 20 minutes. But they're going up on my podcast page so I can keep up with the podcast. And it's just like a one subject type episode that we're going to be putting up here. I'm still going to have the same things in the episode, the daily Bible reading, the quote meal, short Bible lesson. But then we're just going to stick with one topic on this show so folks can have a podcast, not have an hour and a half podcast. They can actually have a condensed podcast. So not to make this any longer than what it is. Let's get started with the show here. Today's show is being brought to you by the Dan Clements Show Cafe Press website. If you like what you hear on the Dan Clements Show and you want to support me, and I do have a Patreon account and a PayPal donation button set up to actually donate to the show, but if you want to go even a step further and you want some bling in return for your hard-earned money, go to thedanclementshow.com and go to the menu bar and you'll see the TDCS Cafe Press button. Hit that and it'll take you to my store. We have t-shirts for men and women, hoodies, hats, coffee mugs, and mouse. If you don't see something up or you really like me to put in the store, let me know. Go to the contact page at thedanclementshow.com and let me know. I'll see if we can get it set up with my logo and everything on it and get that set up for you. So not only you can buy it, but then we'll have it on the store. If other folks like it, they can buy it also. And like I said, there's some of the proceeds from the sale of these go to support the danclementshow.com. Today's daily Bible reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 15 through 17. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Today's quote meal comes from an unknown author. You don't need to see the way if you follow the one that is the way. Today's short Bible lesson comes from Wes McAdams over at RadicallyChristian.com, and he penned this back on July 12, 2017. It's basic, and it's a really good one, folks. I encourage you to go read this. Losing faith. Four things to do when doubt arises. Very, very important that we try to keep our faith and we try to keep things going the way they're supposed to be going with God. And when he talks about the way, it is capitalized there. And that means it's talking about Jesus and it's talking about the gospel. It's talking about everything that actually entails. All right, today the show is kind of, like I said, it's one item. And basically, I'm trying to get these, all my notes up. I forgot to get those up before the show. Is Hillary Clinton a protected felon? And this is all coming up over the past couple days. And I'm not going to get too much into these articles I have here. But that is coming up in some of the articles or some of the news. One American News Network is reporting this. CNS News is reporting this. And some other websites. Daily Wire has some articles on this. And this has been on the news most of the day. Comey memo bombshell. Evidence Hillary committed a felony. Deleted mentions of evidence. By Ryan Saavedra over at DailyWire.com. And he posted this on January 4th. And like I said, this has still been something that's churning up in the news. And basically, like I said, I'm not going to go into the article, but basically what they're saying here is Comey and his FBI agents switched wording around to hide evidence and any mention of evidence. They deleted the mention of it, so it made it look like she wasn't being investigated for a felony. You know, it was a misdemeanor at most or not a crime at all. And so, folks, we have a former Secretary of State here that is not, hasn't really faced any backlash for anything that's happened to her at all. And it's just amazing to me how she still gets away with all this. Now, to set this show up, I have this article here again by Ryan Saavedra over at the Daily Wire posted on the 5th. And basically he's talking about here, and I forgot to set this back up just a little bit. All right. He says, lock her up. Hillary Clinton is facing 3 investigations, could be part of a 4th. And Hillary Clinton could be in for a rough 2018. The former Obama-era Secretary of State is facing 3 investigations and could be part of a 4th investigation, all of which the Clintons insist is nothing more than a manufactured attempt to by Trump and Fox News to divert attention from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russian probe. Let me stop reading. If after a year and multiple millions, probably heading on to $10 million, you haven't found anything yet of any Russian collusion with Trump, do you think you should shut down the investigation and just call it quits? Because there's some real investigating needs to be done here, and there's a lot of evidence, and I do believe proof, that will show that the Clintons, and especially Hillary, is guilty of felonies. One, the Clinton Foundation, that has never been thoroughly investigated. The Hill report on Thursday that the FBI launched a new investigation into the Clinton Foundation, which focuses on whether the Clintons engaged in a pay-to-play politics or other illegal activities during Clinton's time as Secretary of State in the Obama administration. Two, Clinton's use of a private email server. And we know now, as the investigation goes on, that Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner, her ex-husband, had laptops with emails from Hillary Clinton with classified information on those. That was just reported out at the end of last week, that they found more classified emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop that they have. The Uranium One. This is another one that needs to be investigated. And this could be all part of this pay-to-play with the Clinton Foundation, almost every one of these. And the one that I didn't know about was the Obama administration's ending investigations into Hezbollah. In December, Politico published a bombshell report about how the Obama administration ended a massive federal investigation dubbed Project Cassandra into the Iranian-backed terrorist organization Hezbollah. Now, I did hear some whispers about Cassandra, but, you know, amidst everything else I'm trying to get done here on the show, I didn't go investigate that. And so here's another one that could have been part of this pay-to-play Clinton Foundation era. So, again, I'm telling you, these folks, when they bury Bill and Hillary, they're going to have to screw them into the ground. That's how crooked they are, okay? That's exactly how crooked they are. Now, what all started this for me, anyway, is I got to give a hat tip to the antimedia.org, and they are, they posted this on the 5th, and it's by Tyler Durden, so I want to give a hat tip to them. And they actually cite a story by Tyler Durden over at ZeroHedge.com. And you've heard me talk about ZeroHedge.com in the past. But he has an article there. Plus, The Hill has an article. FBI launches new Clinton Foundation investigation. And that was updated, posted on the 4th by John Solomon over at The Hill. And updated on the 5th. So, again, this is this one article here, the antimedia.org. This is where I first saw this. And I do my research, I've been accused on Facebook that I use far-right-leaning publications to do my research with, and that's not necessarily the case, but I have found them to be trustworthy and honest in my research, so I continue to use them until they prove me otherwise, and I know they're biased. I know Daily Wire's bias. I know Zero Hedge's bias. The Hill, that's questionable about their bias at The Hill. But if you know their bias coming in, you know where they stand. What I hate is lamestream media and a lot of the very left-leaning internet publications out there, Daily Kos and Mother Jones and HuffPo and stuff like that. They hide their bias and they act like they're non-biased and non-partisan. And I'm telling you, it's okay to be partisan. It's okay to be biased. But don't let that influence your journalism. Make sure that you're doing a fair job and not a hatchet job on folks, okay? And this article, like I said, is by antimedia.org, where I first got the hat tip. And this whole thing is from Zero Hedge. And I'm just going to go over to Zero Hedges since that's where... excuse me, let me find that. Here it is. Zero Hedge in crosshairs, excuse me, Hillary and Clark crosshairs, I didn't mean Zero Hedge, as DOJ prosecutors begin asking FBI agents about Uranium One. The order came as part of a promise made last month by Sessions to examine whether or not a special counsel was warranted in the deal with that which saw 20% of American uranium sold to Russian state-owned energy company in 2010, transaction allowed by the Obama administration. Prior to the deal, individuals connected with Uranium One deal had donated over $140 million to the Clinton Foundation. Moreover, Bill Clinton gave $500,000 speech to a Russian bank which issued a favorable rating on Uranium One stock. Clinton and Putin met the same day of the speech as the Russian leader at the Russian leader's private homestead. A report in the New York Times and the book Clinton Cash by investigative journalist Peter Schweitzer in 2015 said to have convinced the FBI in large part to launch their investigation into the Clinton Foundation over several claims of pay for play before and during Hillary Clinton's role as Secretary of State, including Uranium One deal and several international arms sale. And folks, I'm going to stop reading this. International arms sale could lead back to, and it should lead back to, Benghazi. So there's a fifth investigation that could actually be going on with Hillary Clinton. It could actually be going on. So there's a lot of things that are going on here with the Clintons and everything that's going on around them. And again, to me, it is amazing. It is totally amazing how everybody's looking at Trump, throwing up as much dirt and mud against the wall and see what sticks, and nothing's sticking. Nothing whatsoever is sticking. Even this, the Fire and Fury book that came out should be under the fiction section, not a nonfiction. That thing is so full of lies and just suppositions that isn't funny. But those on the left are taking it like the gospel, like the Bible. And so all these things that they're throwing up against the wall, see if Trump is guilty of something. And his campaign or administration. Matter of fact, this is a Saul Alinsky tactic, folks. If you're doing it, blame it on your opponents and make it look like they're doing it to hide that you're doing it. And I'm gonna make a note here to a PDF link that I found for the Rules for Radicals. And I think I put this on the other's day show, but I'm gonna put it on today's show too. Let you know this is exactly what's happening. Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals is being played out right before our eyes. And they're just constantly going against GOP, conservatives like me, the president himself with just these personal attacks. And he's weathering these things fine. Matter of fact, I love it when he gets Rush-esque in his tweets like he did with the Stable Genius tweet. It reminded me so much of Rush Limbaugh. You know, I can handle these liberals with one hand tied behind my back or half my brain, you know, just to make it even. And just tongue-in-cheeking these liberals out there, folks. It's funny. And that's exactly, I said, some of these tweets that President Donald Trump are doing just remind me of Rush Limbaugh, very Rush-esque. In their tweeting and stuff like that. So hopefully you like this video. Let me know if you like the new format. Again, we're only going to be doing a live show on Fridays. We're going to do the Free For All Friday as a live show. We're going to recap the week. Hopefully get some interest to folks coming over and chatting on the chat room. I'm still working on folks on trying to get the Google Hangouts working. I didn't have a chance over the weekend. I was doing other things with the show. I promise I'll get to that this week because I will have more time as the days go on because I'm setting up these videos as you know as we're speaking here. I got titles. I got articles I'm still researching to do more videos with. So hopefully we'll get everything squared away. This first week's going to be some growing pains because I'm not doing the live show every day, but I am going to put out a short podcast like this every day. So again, I just want to thank all my listeners to the show on the DanClemensShow.com page, which is growing, not by leaps and bounds, but it is growing. I am getting more views on my videos, which is great, especially over BitChute. So I just want to thank everybody that's helped me make this the best show I can make. And this has been the Dan Clemens Show. I'm your host, Dan Clemens, your Constitutional Warrior member. If you aim at nothing, hit it every time. Have a great rest of the day, folks, and God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.